Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Centered Podcast. I'm John. She's Britt. She's the beautiful.
He's the nerdy.
And welcome to a bit of a new year. So this is our first podcast of the year, and I really wish it could be something a little bit more on the original side. The next episode coming up this week, hopefully we'll post it on Tuesday next week or Saturday this week. I really want it to be Saturday.
Right.
We're going to be doing the best of 2024 video game episode. We kind of did a wish list last year. Talked a little bit. But this year we want to do a best of 2024. And more on that another time. Today we're going to talk about the other podcast we were going to do. And why these stories will appear here now. We want to make Self-Centered the only podcast we do, but we like the other ones a bit too much. That being said, this one was called Confessions at 30. If you guys hear any out-of-context bits, please comment them. Reach out to me and tell me the time code so that way I can take them out. This used to be its own show where I would actually talk about stories from my life. And these are the first two episodes stitched together. There is some new audio here and before the second story to introduce them. This was the Amish Hate Me.
I love
two
this.
Intertwined stories of me and my friend Rick. And you'll hear more about that in a minute. Hopefully you guys enjoy this audio, and Confessions at 30 will appear as a title now and then, and that will tell you that there are a couple of stories I'm going to tell you, and have some fun. It is time for me to confess to everything. This is going to be 30 short podcast episodes detailing some of the most heartwarming, some of the most heartbreaking, some of the most crazy experiences of my life. Now, just as a quick preface, I will note, I have never been insanely crazy. You know, I never really did drug parties. I lived a very middle-of-the-road life. I wasn't exactly sheltered. But I find myself here at 30 with just so many insane experiences that I hope you guys will enjoy. Maybe you'll be sad, maybe you'll be happy, maybe you'll even be angry, I don't know. But these are 30 real things that happened to me. I'll be anonymizing any names of people that need to be anonymized. You'll hear about 4 or 5 names that come up a lot, though. There is my life partner and soon to be my fiance at the moment and wife later on, Brittany. Britzy, you'll hear me call her all those names. Rick, that dude actually is going to be in this episode's story. So he is my friend from as far back as I can remember. He came with me through middle school and high and on until I can't even tell you just how long we have been friends. We are inseparable, just as are the last two names that will appear frequently throughout these tales, and that is Jordan and Josh. Usually whenever you hear one of them, you're likely to hear about the other. We call ourselves the 3 J's. That is the name of our friend group, and we are just 3 nerds doing crazy things together all the time. So please enjoy today's little program, which we have decided to call The Amish Hate Me. So, this will have the whole road trip from my teenage years that I went on with Rick and his mom and dad. It was a daycation to a place near Cincinnati in Ohio. And the amount of crap we went through is hilarious. So, one thing to note, I went through what we call Amish country. And this is where our tale begins. After about, give or take, an hour and a half drive, maybe an hour, can't really say for sure, me and Rick were talking the whole time, we came across a little Amish store. This Amish store had a bunch of different, you know, cakes, cookies, farm stuff, you know, just anything you could imagine the Amish would make. Anything from knitted and quilted goods, all the way down to honeys and other farm fresh type stuff. And they had so much of that kind of stuff. Even though I'm not proud of it, I saw a girl around my age just kind of hanging around the store. I was a crappy teen. Everyone does this, but I tried to hit on her. Now, there is one thing to keep in mind is that, again, look to be around my age, and she is wearing a band t-shirt. I think it might have been the Misfits, but it was something like that. And, I mean, every teenager wears stuff like that. So, I went over, I started talking to her, and you know, we're talking a little, we're having a good time, and suddenly, now, I don't like to talk in stereotypes, but let's just be a little stereotypical right now. If you imagine a middle-aged Amish man with a full beard, that is what came up to me and this girl. And the one that you're thinking about right now, if you're imagining that as a generic image, that's pretty much what I saw. I'm not saying all Amish people look alike, but that's what he looked like. Whatever you're thinking is probably not far off the mark. And he says, he just points at me, gets his finger like an inch from my nose, and he's like, "Out, devil!" I was freaking out. I'm a teenager. And I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. But, I mean, I'm obedient, so I'm going to leave. It's clearly his store. And so, I'm sitting out there. Rick doesn't even know I'm gone. And it takes about 10, 15, 20, who knows. It was a while before he came out there. And he's like, "John, dude, where'd you go?" And I said, "I got kicked out, man." He's like, "John, that's an Amish store. How did you get kicked out of an Amish store?" And I said, "I don't know. I was just talking to the girl in there. She's real nice. And dude told me to leave." And he's like, "John, please, dear Lord God, tell me you did not hit on the daughter." I could have pulled my hair out. But it turns out that she was actually like a young adult. Like, I think it's called Rumspringer or something. I'd have to look it up. But whenever an Amish person comes of age, and please, guys out there, do correct me on the name. I think it's Rumspringer. But basically, they will live a normal, quote, normal person's life for a short time after. Some end up leaving the Amish ways, some come back. Apparently that was what was going on with this chick. And so, too long didn't read is that I literally hit on the store's daughter by complete accident. And got kicked out. So, I would normally only tell one story, but these are kind of twin stories in this episode, and there are going to be quite a few like this whenever it's a road trip story, because there's usually some other stuff to talk about. And this next half of it is when we get to our destination, which was Newport Aquarium near Cincinnati. So, Newport, I love Newport-on-Levee. It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
I've been there.
We actually went to the very aquarium in which I'm bringing up in this half of the story together, and Brittany can tell you it is beautiful.
There's a part that I love there where you can crawl under there and you literally got sharks all around you.
Speaking of sharks, and I used to have a lot of vlogs I would do. In this vlog, I don't know if it's still around. Maybe check my socials, but at one point there was a vlog of me petting a leopard shark.
Oh, he was beautiful.
It was the most beautiful thing.
I don't think you petted that one around me, but you petted one when we went up there.
It's kind of hard to tell if it would be him or not.
I don't think it was a leopard shark you petted at the time.
I think it was when I did it, but I'd have to check the footage again. But notice this is not a great white or anything, but great white sharks, no, never, ever. Petting a shark was jokingly on a bucket list that I've kept throughout my life, and I would constantly put things on whether I'd thought I would do them or not. And I'm going to be honest, that is what you're going to notice with some of these 30 stories, is that this bucket list has gotten me to do some crazy stuff.
Right.
And that is what brought me to petting the shark. Why did I have petting a shark on my bucket list? Because it was funny. I was a teenager.
But
I did get to pet one. And the whole entire aquarium was very beautiful. It was a very fun time for me. We got lots of vlog footage that exists of our trip, but I ended up striking out again with girls the same day. As if I had not gotten my pride injured enough. There was this big bay window that you had to ride an escalator to get to in a mall nearby. And when we were turned loose by his parents, we had a little meetup spot we were going to get back with them to leave. We decided to film out that bay window, and it was very beautiful. There's like a 40-second clip out there. On the way up, I saw a couple of girls, and one of them kind of looked at me and gave a, you know, cutesy smile, you know. And so, being a teenager and all that, man, there's a lot of this silence that's going to get cut out. I'm trying not to laugh about this. It's funny now. It wasn't then. It's funny now. But, oh my God, the embarrassment.
Oy.
The embarrassment was so bad. I leaned over the side of the escalator as I started riding it. Up, up, up. And I went, you know, I gave him a little wave and kind of gave him a look back. And now this one is just looking at me. We're ready to kind of get up there and talk and all that. I'm going to go for the number. That's what you did back then. When you're a shitty teen, that's what you do. You're after girls' numbers. You're after a girlfriend. And at this point, her friend's looking over too, but she's kind of just there, you know, she's kind of just like, what are you looking at, you know? And then it happened. I got to the top, and the second my shoe hit like the non-moving part of the escalator that kind of swallows, you know what I'm talking about, like the top where it goes back in and loops right back around, my shoe caught and threw me to the ground, jerked me. There was a slapping on the linoleum floor sound that came with it. It hurt, but it hurt my pride even more. And these girls were laughing their ass off. I didn't even go over after that. Now, I will defend them. I never knew them. I never met them after that because they just kind of laughed real hard walking off. They were being cool, uncool about it. But, I mean, they're teenage girls.
Right.
Teenagers are awful. We all know that. And there is no hard feelings about that nowadays. Because, again, shitty teens. So, Rick literally, I don't know what he was even paying attention to. But he looks down and said, "How'd you get down there?" I will be damned. That's what he says. I don't even know what he was looking at, but he could not have been looking at me.
How'd you get down there? Oh, I don't know. I just freaking fell and tripped onto the floor and you didn't even see it.
And I'm... Look, I love Rick. I do.
Crazy
still
man.
Do. But the attention span of a gnat at times... And in other times where I'm going to be talking about him, you're going to note that his A to B game is not up to par. I've had a few friends like that kind of just around my life. And I guess what I mean by that is they know what the start and end is supposed to be to any situation they're going into. They don't think about the middle stuff, though. And that'll come into play with Rick specifically later on in the series.
Right.
Whenever I am doing a bullying episode.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
That one's going to be a little more heavy subject matter. So it might come later in the series. But
right.
Just keep that in the back of your mind if you're listening to these in bulk. Because it'll become very important later on. Mm-hmm. And I ask that you do not judge the poor old Rick. He's just always been bad about that. So, I hope you guys have enjoyed this first little episode of Confessions at 30. This was a very funny episode, but not all of these are going to be comedy. Not all of these are going to be funny.
Some of them might be a little more.
But just keep this in mind going out of this episode. Do you have any questions before... We do kind of the final thoughts.
Not really.
Cool. This was a pretty straightforward episode. I didn't think you'd have any additional questions, but so just do note, as I'm giving you this episode, I'm going to give you a bit of advice. Just be yourself. Do not try to be impressive. If you are a teenager listening to this, that is my call. That if you want to be cool, literally be yourself. You can see what it got me this time.
Guys dig it a lot more.
Back then, you could hear what happened to me. That is basically the universe telling me that I was stupid. And I do accept it some condolences at that point. Thank you guys so much for coming to Confessions at 30. Thank you, Britt, for being here for this story. Hey, welcome back to the future. So, here we are with the Pizza Time from Hell episode. There's not much to introduce here in the modern day as I'm editing this for the Self Center podcast. I just want to tell you, again, sorry if there's any out-of-context bits. Please inform me, that way I can fix them. And further, if you hear the little theme that you heard at the beginning of this whole podcast... then that means that you're listening to a Confessions episode. So, the same will happen once the AI episodes are getting put into here. We're just going to keep the original kind of themes for those shows. We're calling them sub-shows. So, please enjoy the rest of this sub-show. Pizza Time from Hell. Wow. What a crazy time that was. Pizza Time from Hell. That is quite the claim. But as you'll soon find out, a teenage me, and again, this is not all going to be in my teenage years. I've actually got a lot of adult stories as well. As for teenage me, though, he would agree. He would agree 20,000%. So... as we chill out here today, please put on some cool sunglasses, and it's time to find out just how showing off really hurt me. So, me and Jordan, which you'll recall is my best friend out of the three best friends I have, he is one of them. He's basically one of my brother figures. Me and him were kind of hanging around his original apartment. And we didn't really have much to do, you know? We were a couple teens on a Saturday night hanging out. And we're bored. We're hungry. And so we decide, okay, we look up some challenges and stuff, see if we can do anything that's a challenge. We had been kind of doing stuff like that a lot. It was a little boring to do a video game challenge. We'd done a few of those lately, as I recall it. And we saw that a pizza place about a mile down the road was doing what was called the 29-inch challenge. Now, we're going to anonymize the name of this pizza joint, but do know this is not their fault what happened. It is by our own stupidity. I'm only anonymizing it for not being able to find the location type purposes. Like, I still, you know, I got to protect my own identity online.
Right.
So we're going to talk about Lineman Pizza is what we're going to call it. So Lineman Pizza was a sports-themed pizza restaurant, and they had what was called the 29-inch special. It was simple and to the point. It costed $29.29 if you did not eat the whole thing with one person helping you in one sitting. I think you would have gotten a t-shirt, and you would obviously get all the pizza for free if you beat it. No one had, at that moment, beat it.
Oy.
And so, we are about to see if his mom can take us up there and then figure out a way back later. Well, she was tired, from what I recall, and so she couldn't take us. But we weren't going to let that get in our way. Instead, we decide that it's a good idea to walk there. This is going to be very important later, but just keep in mind, this is a mile and some. I say a mile, but it's a mile and some change. I wouldn't be able to give you exact because it was a teenage years, and obviously I walked over a mile. I don't know what better to tell you. So, we get all the way there. We're talking the whole way. We're having a good time. And we finally get there. And we've been discussing. Now, we're strategists. We're video game nerds, and we like to strategize things. We figure if we pick up something, because you have to have one topping on the pizza at least to make it count. So, we decide on pineapple. Now, pineapple pizza is not everyone's favorite. There's no mystery about that. I personally think it's a nice, kind of sweet and salty experience, but I see why people don't like it. Now, aside from my preferences that could tick people off, the reason we did it is because we thought, you know, there's plenty of water in there, and so it would be a very minimal thing to get. You know, I mean, if you pick something like pepperoni or something, well, it's obviously going to fill you up faster. And so, at the time, I thought that was a pretty good idea. Do a vegetable or a fruit. I don't even remember why we decided it was pineapple specifically, but we could have done anything, really, peppers or whatever, but, you know, we decided pineapple.
Hey, pineapple's good on pizza.
See, she agrees. She agrees. You guys might not, but she does. Alright. So, we get there. We order the 29-inch pizza at Lineman's Pizza. And we wait. And we see a couple of people that we know, and they're asking us what we're doing there, how we're doing, and all that. And this is kind of where it's a bit fuzzy for me. But we're just going to say, like, their names were Mary and Anne. Because, to be honest, all these years later, I do not actually remember which two people came up to say hi to us. They were just, they were people we saw around school rather than knowing, though. And when they knew we were going to do the 29-inch challenge, they kind of stuck around to check it out. And so now, we got ourselves a little crowd. It's a two-person crowd, but hey, it's a crowd. So, dude brings out the pizza. And if I've ever been humbled in my younger life, it would definitely be by the size of this thing.
Right.
29 inches. So that is literally over 2 feet in diameter. Literally by a few inches. 2'5" in radius. So this thing would come up to about maybe your waist if it was on its side.
Damn.
Like, probably.
That's a lot of pizza.
So, we're staring this thing down for a minute. And they explain the rules to us. We've got 29 minutes to eat this thing.
Ugh.
So, what follows, it started, first of all, I will say the quality of the pizza was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't gross. So, my mind would tell me differently, because obviously, this was the most pizza I had ever ate in one sitting. Ever, and I will never beat that
right
record. But it was really good pizza. It really was. Everything was nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But we are coming up. We each basically took half of the pizza to our responsibilities, because that's fair. And we just start chowing down. We're having only water to drink. Because we figure, again, pop would be more filling.
Right.
We really had it down. How we were going to do this thing. Oh my god, though. So, we did hold the record. Of how much of that pizza was eaten. Very soon after, it did actually get completed, though, by somebody else. We got within the last four slices when it all hit us, all at once. And this is the gross part. At this point, we are feeling so sick, we actually go and throw our guts up. And I'm not going to share the rest, because it's an overshare. But let's just say the toilets were punished badly. Firing on all cylinders, if you will. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. I'm going to skip the rest of it. And so, they did congratulate us and tell us that we are the closest people to have beat it at that point. But we didn't beat it. So, Jordan pays up. And that's when we realize that it's a bit too late for his mom to come get us. Even if we wanted her to. She is probably in bed asleep at this point. Because it's not like walking a mile we ran, we walked. So we've been gone for over an hour. And so, after all of that pizza and all of the bathroom problems, we had to walk back.
Boy.
Oh my god, dude. It was the most miserable mile I will ever walk in my own shoes. And honestly and really, it was all for the glory of being the first to beat a challenge. Now, I'm going to give you guys a bit of advice. I'm going to try to tell you what I learned at the end of each of these, if I learned anything. And sometimes I'll just give my thoughts if it happens to be a heartwarming tale, like will happen here many a good times. I don't even know if I'm going to stop at 30, but Confessions at 30 starts with the first 30 stories. We don't know how far it'll go. This is an obvious thing of don't try to show off. But that being said, this comes with a bit of a counterpoint that this is actually one of my favorite memories with Jordan. It was a time where we banded together to try to do something bigger than us. It may not seem big to someone who's an adult, but imagine being the first to beat anything or any challenge. Like, as a teen looking for glory, you gotta admit, it would be an unpassable thing. It would be very hard to justify not trying something stupid like this. If there is a food challenge in your area and you're young, I can fully recommend you try this. Not hurt yourself over it. Please, please get somebody to take you. Make sure that you have a way back home. Don't do what we did and walk everything. Looking back, we really should have just waited for the next day since I was going to be staying the night. We should have just did it when it opened or something. But again, I cannot undersell you how much of an important memory this is to me. Because this was not super early times with me and Jordan, but it was among our first bigger memories together. The likes of which you're likely to hear more of on this podcast. And I don't know. This is just one of those things where I'm never going to forget the feeling. No matter how bad it was, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And you need to look at these negative experiences as positive eventually. And that's the second and last message of this episode, is if you're young and something bad happens to you, it's likely that it's not as big of a deal as you think it is, and you're going to cherish the people you were with way down the line and laugh about it. I know that's not a very comforting thought right now, but just keep that in mind. This is going to be funny later on. It was funny for me a couple of years after it happened. And I think that's all I've got to say about this episode.
Wait, so did you... I got a question.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Did you guys ever talk to the girls again?
Nope. Like I said, we didn't really know them. We just knew of them, so, I guess you should say.
So what happened with them after what happened?
Well, once we went in the bathroom, they supposedly had left because we didn't see them going out. Because it was in the bathroom that we had the revelation that we were not going to be able to make it or get a ride back.
Right.
Imagine how low that was. Like,
oy.
Just...
Probably better that they walked out then.
Yeah.
Just bear the embarrassment.
Yeah. Luckily for me, the world did kind of go for us at that point. Like, the world let us have our glory. It wasn't very good glory. It really wasn't. But
it was glory nonetheless.
It let me have a small victory, no matter how wrapped in shit it was. Either way, I think you guys get the point, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this story. It was one that was one of them I wanted to do this podcast for, because it is one of those unforgettable nights with a friend. And those get to be very important later on, whether you realize it or not. My name has been John. That has been Britzy. And thank you for coming with us on this journey.